Turn on, tune in, read more, and discover a world of stories. Sponsored by National Book Tokens. Hello there, and welcome to a World of Stories online podcast. My name is Stephen Butler, and I have the very lovely task of guiding you through this big celebration of books. Now, I love books, and I would go as far as to say that I was a book geek, which is pretty lucky because today we're talking about geeks. And in particular, we are talking about Holly Smale's brilliant book, Geek Girl. Now, you're about to hear Kate Sobey read from Holly Smale's Geek Girl. It's about a girl called Harriet Manners who has never really seemed to fit in with her peers. So when a top model agent spots her potential, she grabs the opportunity to reinvent herself. Have a listen.
This is what happens when I'm forced to go out in public. "I didn't do it," I gasp as the man pulls me through the crowds. He's holding my hand, and I have to be honest with you. I'm not sure he's allowed. I think it might be against the law or something. "I mean," I clarify, "I did do it, but I didn't mean to. I'm just, how can I put it? Socially disadvantaged. And just so you know, that's what I'm going to plead in court as well." "Cherub cheeks, that sounds so fun," the man says over his shoulder, in a high voice that doesn't seem to fit him properly. "Society is tedious, don't you think? So much better to be pushed out of it." What did he just call me? "I haven't been pushed out of it," I tell him indignantly. "I just don't seem to be able to get in it in the first place. Anyway," I add as firmly as I can, "you should know I'm only 15. "Too young to go to jail," I want to add, but I don't want to give him any ideas. 15? Perfecto mundo, my little sugar kitten. So much potential for free publicity." The blood drains from my cheeks. Free publicity? Oh, God. He's going to use me as a warning to other underage wannabe hat vandals. "Before you take me anywhere," I say quickly, "I need to find my best friend. She's not going to know where I've gone." He stops walking and swivels round with his spare hand on his hip. "Mini tree top. Once I have a photo of you, you can go wherever the tiddlywinks you like." And then he tinkles with laughter. I freeze. "A photo?" "Well, yes, my little peach Melba. I could draw a picture, but head office thought that was ever so unfunny last time." He giggles and pushes me away with a limp wrist. "Oh," he adds casually, "I'm Wilbur, by the way. That's Burr, not Ian. From Infinity Models." My knees abruptly buckle, but Wilbur, not Ian, keeps tugging as if I'm on wheels. Suddenly I know how Toby feels when he tries to do the high jump. Infinity Models? No. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. "Oh, it has just been a mare this morning," Wilbur continues, as if he's not dragging me bodily across the floor. "But why? I finally managed to stutter. "Oh, you know, total chaos. The Birmingham clothes show, highlight of the fashion year, etc., etc. Well, apart from London Fashion Week, obviously, and Milan, and New York, and Paris. Actually, it's quite far down the list, but hey, it's still a blast." I can't really feel my mouth. Not why is it busy? Why would you want my photo? "Oh, baby, baby panda," he says over his shoulder. "You're like, so tomorrow you're next Wednesday. No, you're the Thursday after. Do you know what I mean?" I stare at him with my mouth slightly open. I think it's safe to say that the answer to that question is no. "But..." "And I am loving this look," he interrupts, pointing at the football kit. "So new, so fresh, so unusual. inspired.
My jeans had sick on them, I blurt out in disbelief.
Harriet gets herself into some cringe-worthy situations with some very comical results that make you realise just how strange life can be sometimes. But there is a whole series of Geek Girl books for you to check out. So why don't you head down to your local bookshop or your local library to read more of this lovely series. But before you do, I would recommend also heading over to www.worldbookday.com where you can find all of the other podcasts that recommend a ton of other books. And I know that there is one there just to suit your mood. And I hope you enjoy exploring all these brilliant stories. Did you like what you heard? Visit your local bookshop or library to get the whole story.
J-I-B-B-A, J-A-B-B-A.